Hello everyone, hello, 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 it's good to see you. And this is another Classic Hour devotional. And again, it's another fast forward from back in the day, 1985, 1600 Ford Escort RS Turbo. And again, it's a beautiful car, Recaro seats inside, all in white, beautiful set of alloy, spoiler in the back. And this was Ford's, I suppose, stepping away from the rear-wheel drive Mark 1 and Mark 2 Escort. This is a Mark 3, their first front-wheel drive Escort, entering into the midst of the 1980s. And a beautiful car, turbocharged. And so it was a big, big step for Ford to make a mass-produced front-wheel drive, turbocharged, hot hatchback. And this absolutely beautiful, beautiful car. I think it's the Mark 1, the Mark 2, and the Mark 3, the nicest Escorts ever produced. I had a Mark 5, popular 1.3 four-speed, not anywhere near the same league as some of the Escorts that we've been looking at and will look at over the next little while. But thanks for joining us. And again, this color, beautiful white, not a mark on it, absolutely pure and absolutely spotless. Great, great paint job. It's been fully restored a number of years ago, and certainly lovely car. But the Word of God speaks a lot about color. We've thought about black, reminding us of our sin nature, darkness. We thought as well about red, reminding us of Jesus Christ, redemption through his blood. We have thought about blue, that reminds us of the heavens, the heavenly origin, and the eternal sonship of Jesus Christ. This car, white, speaks of purity. And Jesus Christ was sinless, spotless, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. The Word of God says that he was without sin. The Word of God says he did no sin. The Bible says he knew no sin. The Word of God says in him was no sin. And it also says he was without sin. His life was perfect. He was the only perfect man that ever lived. Thought, word, and deed, 24/7 throughout all of his earthly life, absolutely pure, spotless, holy in the sight of God. He fulfilled the law on our behalf, kept all of the law that we could not keep. He did that for us to secure a perfect righteousness. And then he went to the cross and shed his precious blood to cleanse us from all sin. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse 9 of that same chapter says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Or as the prophet Isaiah puts it in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, as God speaks to his prophet to the nation of Israel, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And whenever you're redeemed and purchased and cleansed by the blood of Christ, the Lord looks at you in a different light. He looks at you as someone that's in Christ, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, redeemed and cleansed and purchased by the blood of Christ, and someone who has been legally cleansed and delivered from all sin. I'm not sure what condition this car was in before it was restored, but undoubtedly the paintwork was nothing like this. There were probably spots and blemishes, rust here and there, maybe the odd scrape or scratch. Maybe it wasn't even this color at all, but it's been painted completely, and it's covered, and it's white, and it's bright, and it's radiant. And that's how we can be in the sight of God. All our sins and spots and blemishes can be covered and purged whenever we come to the Saviour. I'm not sure who you are or where you are today or what you're going through in life, but I can tell you this with assurance, because it's in the Word of God, and I know it to be true in my heart through personal experience, that there's cleansing and there's forgiveness and there's purging through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you can be clean and purified in his sight through faith in the Savior. Why not do that today and come and trust the Savior? Call upon him. confess your sin, repent of it, trust this wonderful Saviour, and enter into newness of life. God bless you. Won't you join us again tomorrow? Share it with your friends and invite them to be with us for another devotional or two about the classic cars. See you next time.